The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is just email us, brookeandjubal@moving925.com. We will call the person that didn't call you back. Sarah emailed us about a guy named Randy. She said she met the guy while she was out with friends, and then they went bar hopping together. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, you guys.
Is that what happened?
Well, it was a really, like, a dream date. It was, I thought this would be, I don't know, it was just a dream date. We'd had a great time. He's the nicest, funniest, kindest guy I've ever had a date with. And
your email said that you met him out with friends, and then you went bar hopping. Is this all, like, in the same night?
Yeah, it happened fast. It's just one of those things. I just went with it because it felt right.
It just sounds like he's too good to be true. Like, in one night, you know that he's the nicest, funniest guy you've ever met. Why?
My instincts are just from the way he behaved.
How many drinks did you have during the bar hopping? That's what I really want to know.
Yeah, no. We were drinking. We were having fun.
Sarah, can you say that you have ever felt this way before about a guy?
Not on a first date. I mean, maybe eventually, but never this quickly.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just thought it would be, you know, a few minutes of conversation, but I mean, it became so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were in our own world. It was the weirdest thing. Like, nothing else was happening. All those things were spinning around us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in a Disney movie.
To back her up, I will say I have a best friend who describes meeting her husband in this very same way. They were in a dingy bar.
Don't plant. You just planted a huge seed in Sarah's head.
That's exactly what she said to me the night that she met this guy. Now, he didn't ask you out, per se, right?
Well, what happened was after we talked for a long time, Randy and I decided to go someplace else where you could serve cocktails. So, no, there was never technically the time when a guy asks you out, but he suggested it, so.
Sarah, can I ask you a question? Did you sleep with him?
I don't think a lady talks about that.
Yeah.
Sarah, get it, girl. Get it.
Thank you for answering my question.
So did you leave that night or did you leave the next morning from his place?
In the morning, and we kissed goodbye. And I just said I looked forward to seeing him again. He said he felt the same way. And I mean, it just never felt like anything short of the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah.
And yet,
come on, give it to her.
No, hey, I'm digging this. You're very expressive, and it sounds like a Disney movie, like you said.
Okay. Was he good?
But I want to see him again.
I don't think she would. It sounds like she has a permanent smile on her face, so I'm going to go with yes, Brooke. All right, we're going to play a song, and we're going to come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on.
Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
This next portion of the second date update is either going to be a great love story or an enormous letdown for Sarah, who's on the phone with us. Sarah?
Hi.
Now, it's obvious that you are really, really, really into the guy named Randy who you went out with.
Yes, definitely.
We could just call him Prince Charming, yeah. I feel like.
What's going to happen if there's something that he doesn't like about you? Are you going to be able to take that news okay?
Well, I mean, I have to, but I don't. It doesn't make sense to me because we had an amazing time.
Okay.
And remember, you didn't have a traditional date. You guys went bar hopping with some friends. You ended back up at his place.
I don't know what that means, though. I mean, sorry, you guys. It's, you know, modern times. We had a romantic evening together. That's a date.
Sarah, I just want you to be prepared for that. He could think of
it. I don't know why you guys are laughing. If you have a romantic evening with a person, it's a date. I don't understand why that word is so scary all of a sudden.
Oh, no. It's not scared us.
I know, but you guys are laughing, and, you know, it's... I don't understand.
Sarah, we're on your side. We just want it to go well for you. I'm going to call him right now, and let me see if I can drag out the answer as to why he's not calling you back. Anytime you want to talk to him after that, you can, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is Randy there?
Yeah, this is he.
Randy, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling you because I wanted to talk to you about a girl that we both know.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I don't know.
It's where somebody goes out on a date and then kind of gets blown off. They email us to call the person they went on a date with to find out why. You went on a date. Do you have any idea who that would be?
Yeah, I think I can guess. Sarah.
Bingo.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, real quick, if you don't mind, what was the date like to you?
You know, I met her at a bar, and, like, she was with a bunch of her friends, and we were having a nice time, so I suggest we go to this place I know, this lounge, it's got some artisanal cocktails and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we ended up at my place.
Did you feel something special with Sarah?
We had a nice time.
But not like knock your socks off, this could be it.
No, I mean, I liked her.
Okay, so you liked her. Can you tell us why you didn't call her back? I mean, do you not want a second date with her?
I don't know. I don't think I'd be going on a, I don't know.
You don't know if you'd go back out with her. And why is that?
You really want to know?
She wants to know. She's the one that emailed us to ask the question. Like, I want to know, too, now, badly.
Yeah.
But she emailed us to ask you why, so she wants to know.
You know, I went back to my place, and after things happened, she gets out of bed. My bathroom is, like, right next to my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So I'm lying there, and she goes to use the facilities and kind of leaves the door open and is talking to me.
Talking to you?
What?
Yeah, she was talking to me while she was going to the bathroom.
Were you awake at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's using the bathroom and having a conversation with you.
I mean, and two things about that. Number one, like, how did she get so comfortable with me after, you know, a couple of hours? And number two, like, dude, come on, that's kind of gross.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I was talking to you while I was using the bathroom after we had sex.
Hey,
and that's like weird for you?
Randy, Sarah is obviously on the phone with us.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait. It wasn't too personal for us to have sex, but it's too personal if I talk to you when I'm in the bathroom. That's too personal? Is that what I'm hearing? Because are you f***ing crazy? You're not person. I mean, was I so drunk that I didn't realize I was with the biggest infant on earth?
Wow.
Because I really thought you were a good guy, a cool guy, a nice guy, but you're not even a guy. You're a baby.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's just that,
I mean,
like,
you have a beautiful woman who just slept with you, and you're offended because I evidently spoke to you when I was using, not the facilities, the toilet. It's called a toilet. Do you not know the real word for it? Facilities? How old are you?
Get it, Sarah.
Now you sound like you're 100.
Sarah.
You're not exactly winning me over here, Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah. Why would I need to win over somebody who would be so disparaging towards me?
Sarah.
Any woman. Are you gay and you don't really like women and you're just pretending you do?
Sarah.
You shouldn't treat a man this way either, but this isn't how you treat a woman.
God.
Sarah, take a couple of deep breaths, count to like 25, and hang on for a second. He didn't say anything really that mean. He just said that you talked to him.
You're right. If we were people who didn't know each other well, it wouldn't be a big deal. But after that night, I think it's offensive.
Sarah, I'm on your side on this one.
I think
that you're being a little mean.
I think it's mean to sleep with somebody and then to be so nasty and rude to them because they talk to you during going to the bathroom.
Okay, Sarah, I know. I'm the one on your side.
Brooke
is
agreeing with you.
You said it was a little mean. I'm not mean. Okay. I'm angry, yes, but
she's,
I'm not mean.
She's
right
hard
now.
To agree with, even.
She's a little scorned.
Sarah, I find it so offensive and so chauvinist, and the fact that the men there are sitting, laughing, cracking up, I find it revolting. When a woman gives herself, it is very meaningful. And for a stupid guy, a frat boy, no less, which I never thought you were, but now I see you are, to make
Sarah.
Fun of her because she spoke to him in the bathroom, that's to me like 1,000 years ago.
Hey, Randy, we haven't heard from you. I haven't had a chance to hear from you.
Yeah.
Did you?
You got a lot of words in. Okay, we heard your words.
Could you see this coming at all, Randy?
If you were a grown adult, you would have talked to me about it, and you would have said the door in the future. If I really did.
Radio station to hash this out.
Was this the same Sarah you hung out with that night?
Not really.
No, I wasn't angry that night. Of course not. He only saw one part of me, but I'm a multifaceted person, and I have to stand up for myself.
Sarah, I believe that. Sarah, I believe you wholeheartedly that you are a bunch of different people. I do.
Well, not a bunch of different people. Okay, f*** you all.
Oh, there it goes.
Sarah, I have been.
Sarah hung up on us.
Oh,
obviously.
Man.
What was that?
Oh, my gosh.
Randy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you dodged a bullet there, buddy.
Yeah.
I think I did.
I'm kind of into her, though, now. I like her. She's feisty.
She's crazy.
I bet she was good in bed.
Yeah, Randy, she was probably pretty good in bed, right?
She's like a wildcat.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.